There's Richard Stoltzman leading the Kalman Opperman Clarinet Choir. You heard the Adagio for Strings from Samuel Barber, a piece known to make those who heard it a little misty-eyed when it was first put on the radio back in the 1930s. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Music of Chopin and the fifth annual Chopin competition runs through Thursday at the Royal Conservatory in Toronto. The Canadian Chopin Society puts this prestigious event together every 5 years. This year's preliminary rounds were held at Mazzaleni Hall and finals will go at Kerner Hall. The top three prizes of the senior division include application fees, airfare, and accommodation to participate in the preliminary round of the 18th International Frederic Chopin Piano Competition in Warsaw, Poland. An outstanding opportunity for young performers and the perfect way to become intimately familiar with the works of the beloved composer. It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Janet Lipinski to the studio today, founder and artistic director of the Canadian Chopin Society, an avid performer and senior director of academic programs with the Royal Conservatory. And she has more on these final 3 days of the fifth annual Chopin competition. And I want to say welcome.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Congratulations on the fifth edition. It's a big deal that it only comes around every 5 years. Why does Chopin stand out? Why make an entire competition surrounding this piano music? It's unique. Overseas, this has been going on for almost 100 years. You've performed the material. Why does it command such respect?
Well, that's a great question. I think the music of Chopin, without a doubt, is probably, as far as classical piano music goes, right up there as the favorite composer, the favorite music of many, many classical pianists and listeners. And when you ask why, I think it's a combination of things. He was an exquisite pianist himself, and he wrote for the instrument in a way that had never been done before in terms of the brilliance and the virtuosity and the textures and the harmonic figurations. And then besides that, there's just something about the music that really speaks to the heart. There's so much emotion contained in it, maybe because he himself left his homeland, Poland, when he was a young man. He was living far from his family. He was obviously a great artist, and he had a lot to say through his music, and he did it in a way that's truly timeless.
And we all remember his heart returning to Poland after his death, which is another story entirely. But and here in Canada, some of your winners, Lee Wang, Leonard Gilbert, Alexander Serodenko, really incredible players and launching these careers to some capacity.
Absolutely. And in our last Chopin competition, our second prize winner, Tony UK Yang, went on to actually be the fifth prize winner in the international competition and the youngest laureate ever. So we're very proud of that. And from what I've heard over the past few days, I think we have a really good chance of repeating that in 2020.
Just tremendous talent. Tell us about the divisions, because no matter what, it is a challenge for any of the young pianists involved. And it's not like they're tripping all over the music here. It's very difficult for the judges.
Of course. So in the senior division, we have an age range from 15 to 27. And in the senior division, they have three rounds. They start playing etudes and nocturnes and a work of their choice, and then sonatas and mazurkas in the second round. And finally, in the finals, they'll be playing one of the Chopin concertos accompanied by the Tokai Quartet. The juniors have one round, and from that round, we'll be choosing six finalists. So the juniors are as young as 12, and it is absolutely unbelievable to hear youngsters this age already playing. I said to you earlier, if we recorded some of them and gave you a listening test without knowing who are the students and who are the performers, you could possibly not be able to identify the students.
Totally incredible. And this is no honorarium for the seniors here. First prize in the senior division, $10,000 plus
headed overseas to the big competition. So pretty incredible.
It really is.
Yeah.
Really is.
How do you pick your judges and how do you put together the structure of the people who work out the competition?
Well, that's a really good question. We have a wonderful committee of volunteers, including the members of the board of directors of the Chopin Society. In terms of the jurors, we try to bring them in from with different backgrounds. So we really have an international jury this year, chaired by Krzysztof Jabłoński, himself a laureate of the International Chopin Competition.
Wonderful. Pretty special, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful Polish-Canadian pianist. And then we have, you know, we have John O'Connor from Ireland. We have Anton Nell, originally from South Africa, now from the U.S. We have Midori Koga from closer to home here at from the University of Toronto, and also Golda Weinberg-Tetz from New York.
Incredible. And I want to underline as well, I was just looking at the amount of repertoire that these kids need to learn. It's astounding just to have that in their back pocket and ready to perform and be on those stages. It's
absolutely. They're all winners here, even to have
really
made
are.
It to this point. As I was listening to the juniors play this morning, I was thinking, you know, every one of them really could be a winner.
So tomorrow, Wednesday at Kerner, 7 p.m., Krzysztof Jabłoński performing a solo recital. Individual tickets still available for that one?
Yes, there are tickets available. Okay. We invite you to join us. Krzysztof is a phenomenal pianist. He's lived with the music of Chopin for all of his life, and he is now in the process of recording the complete works of Chopin for the National Chopin Institute in Poland twice, once on modern instruments, once on historic instruments. So he knows this music inside and out, and he brings something very special in terms of a really personal interpretation to these works.
So that's Wednesday night, and then Thursday at Kerner, the big final rounds, the juniors in the morning, I understand, at 10, and then the senior rounds at 2 and 7, have I got that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So,
and the award ceremony to follow. Very nice. CanadianChopinSociety.com or rcmusic.ca for info and tickets. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here. It was really special to learn more about this competition, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you all there.
Time for music from Chopin. Let's listen to Krzysztof Jabłoński, who will be in recital tomorrow night. This is Chopin's second waltz.